Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Chicago.
Hello, Chicago.
Hi. So good to see you guys.
I know. It's great to be back here in Chicago. Wow.
You guys still have the kindness of the Midwest with the also, fuck you, I don't care, sir. Which I really love a nice blend.
Wow, this is great. This is so exciting. We haven't been here in a few years. Some stuff happened in the world that kind of kept us away. And we've been having like a really fun past few days. We've been doing like a little tour of like the Midwest. We were in St. Paul a few days ago. And then yesterday we were in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Yes.
And we were in the... I'm loving it because I love all the accents personally. Like, they're my favorite accents. And today, we were at the airport, because we flew from Milwaukee to here. We don't know.
I'm not gonna get in a car, okay? We've done it too many times. I don't care if the flight is 5 minutes. My ass is gonna get on the flight every time.
But, like, so we were there at the airport. And again, like, we just love these accents. And there was someone at the airport... And, you know, I feel bad for her, because she was getting terrible news on the phone. But all we were hearing was... Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. It's like my day is set.
It was so cute and so sad because, of course, we're just sitting there like.
We're like, listen to her folksy voice. Oh no.
So cute, but at the hotel, you know, I'm from Texas, so my way of being is like, hi, how are you? You know, anybody I see. And I'm so glad to be in the Midwest because people are like, well, hi, how are you? And I'm not used to it, you know, when I'm not in Texas. But today at our hotel, I was like, hey, I see all these snacks that you guys have set up. Great. You know, everyone loves a sun chip. I'm not disregarding the sun chip. Do you have any chocolate? And she's like, like, am I the first chubby person that's ever walked in here asking for chocolate? Fuck you, lady. But also, it felt like a hug, you know?
Yeah.
I can't have too much nice.
Yeah, we have a very fun hotel. I guess today is like the first warm day in like 5 years.
What a day to be alive.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous here. People are driving around in their bikinis. Like, fuck yes, I'm a bitch. Kids are outside with their hoses, you know, just hosing each other
down.
Hot
girl summer has started. No, it's just funny because there's apparently a big brunch scene in our hotel, and just there's a lot of like brunch vibes.
Yeah.
I'm just excited. I'm in the mood.
Well, you know, the traveling has been fun, but I need to learn what I can watch and what I cannot watch in public. We've talked about this millions of times. I'm not supposed to have emotions, you know? And I'm on the plane, and I'm watching West Side Story.
The new one.
I mean, I'm gayer than a penis in a butt, okay? Like, I've seen West Side Story. I'm not surprised about West Side Story. And it wasn't even the dead people. I didn't care about them. Like, the young lovers. Fuck them. Kill them. I don't care.
Spoilers.
But when they just... All the music and the dancing. And I'd watched it right after I had taken notes for New Jersey. And it just struck me, like, just how poetic it is. You know, like, you have Jersey with, like, fuck you! Yeah, you're dumb! And, like, physical fighting. And then West Side Story, they're like, je t'aime! I'm gonna show you with a Poirot. I can't even think of any dance moves.
Inspector
a pas de bourrée. I'm going to show you with a balletic time... A balletic? Is that even a word, balletic?
Yeah.
Balletic time step.
Yeah, so, a snap.
It was just so beautiful, and it would bring so much to Jersey if they just had a little...
Yeah, a little...
You know?
Da-da, da-da-da. Da 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 me da
da da da da da. Anyway, the poor person next to me, I'm like, ooh. First of all, she sat next to me when she came. She goes, I'm the center seat. I was like, oh, sorry, you know. I mean, in her defense, my bag was there, my sweater was there, everything was, but I was trying to get everything organized. She's like, I'm the center seat. So I was watching this and I started crying, and she looked over at my video to see what I'm crying at. It's America, the dance America. It's like the happiest song in the whole thing. And I'm like, oh my God. People outside moving.
Well, at least you didn't do what I did once, which is watch Coco on an airplane. Don't do that, people, if you want to have any dignity. I mean, like...
Coco, my God. The musical about Heather Dubrow's child.
Oh, no, no, no. I was just watching footage of Ramona Singer's dog.
Coco, okay.
Coco.
Some videos.
A little dog who managed to stand in the middle of the street while the mother talked on the cell phone?
Whoa.
And still managed to live like 19 years, okay?
I dare you to watch that footage without crying, okay?
Actually, you know, Chicago is home to a brand new star in our world.
I mean, it's Meredith Marks.
Branksy.
Now, we unfortunately do not have Meredith Marks here because there never was a discussion about whether she'd be invited to this potentially LGBTQ-friendly location, but there were no discussion about what sort of place it is.
I'm Meredith Marks, and I would like to welcome you to the twin toddlers who have been terrorized by a Miss Jameson.
Well... I wanted to go to the crapping show, but I heard it was 18 and over, and I have a toddler at home named Brooks. So unfortunately, I couldn't come, and that's that. I will not be answering any more questions about...
So welcome...
When we don't know what to say with Meredith, it's just...
I was terrorized... brutalized and very sad.
Very sad.
Almost. It's so hard doing three rhymes.
Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast.
So, yes, welcome.
Yes, in the back.
Wow,
yes.
This could be a good show, I can see already. Now, so this is our third show in a row, and at the beginning of every show, I'm like, I have to plug our merch. And so I keep on forgetting. So this time, I have decided to wear the merch. Get the Crappens merch, everyone. It's available over there.
Some originals down there.
Yeah, we got some originals there.
Yes.
And some of you guys already have it, so thank you.
So tonight is Real Housewives of New Jersey night here.
Yes.
In Chicago. What a chaotic fucking episode.
I know.
I mean, it took a good 3 hours going through this. And then I got here today and we were going through them and I was like, I didn't write anything funny down. This is just people yelling at each other the whole time.
I love it.
And when they aren't yelling, my notes are like, Dolores picks up a pen. Frank, I got a pen.
So we know it's going to be a good one because Teresa does the previouslys. Oh, and before we get too started, okay,
yes,
we get in trouble sometimes because this is a rowdy crowd.
Okay. Yes.
This is a drinking crowd, generally.
Yes.
This is a talking crowd, okay? So just be careful. Yell, scream. But if some drunk asshole is in front of you, barfing and ruining your night, just say, get the fuck out. Get out.
Yeah.
Or just say, Ben. And he'll kick them out himself.
I will. I will. I'm feeling empowered. Okay. Yeah, try to be mindful that other people are here. I tried to do like a teacher thing there. I was like, I'll talk slowly, like Heather Dubrow. Okay.
If you ever. Yeah, just
talk.
Turn to them and do that.
If you ever talk during crabbins. Okay.
Teresa starts at previouslys, and I just love when she does it because she doesn't know how to say previously. It's like your 20th year on this show, man. Every time she goes, and you know she is doing it just like this, blinking at the microphone, like, am I done now? Could you do that again? Previously on The Real Housewives.
Blink, 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 blink.
So, but truly previously, Teresa was at Jennifer's house, and then she gets, like, some call from Louis that's like, hey, I'm on the way. And then he's, like, just scared to see everyone, and the producer is like, hey, what's going on with Louis? So she is spooked. She thinks that Louis is going to have a hard time. So she has just left Jennifer's house.
And she didn't just leave. She left like this to production. Fuck you, all right? Fuck all of you guys. I don't give a fuck, all right?
Yeah. So then Jennifer's like, what the fuck just happened, baby? I gotta send her a text. So she pulls out the phone. She does a Countess Luann because she pulls out the phone and she's like, hey, girl. Where'd you go, ? Wondering where you are. Give me a call when you get a chance! !! Pizza bagel!
So then over at Melissa and Joe's, where everybody else is getting ready for the day, Margaret and Joe are going downstairs together, and it's so funny because Joe basically just helps Margaret downstairs in every scene in this show that they're together. Every time you see them, it starts with him holding her arm coming down the stairs. He's like a crutch made out of tan skin and Marshall's shirts. Marge is like, Joe, I just, you know what, I'm wearing high shoes, but I need to wear high shoes so that I look taller, which I totally understand because I wear very high underwear.
Elongates the torso. Yeah, Marge and Dolores are really good at narrating exactly what they're doing, exactly as they do it. Very much like, Joe, we're going down the stairs right now. Okay, Joe, we're at the bottom of the stairs. Joe, where are you still on the stairs? We're over that part. We're at the bottom of the stairs now. Joe.
Banister, and another stair. It's another stair. Can you believe it, Joe?
It's called a landing, Joe. You ever heard of it? Okay. Now, this is the foyer. We're here.
Dolores!
So now we have like the New Jersey version of Marco Polo, which is Frank coming down the staircase and going, Dolores, where are you? Dolores, where are you? There's like five rooms in this house. Dolores.
I'm upstairs, Frank.
Follow the smell of my bronzer.
You remember when the term beat came out? Like, that girl is beat. And I was like, what does that mean? That sounds so offensive. But it just means, like, doing your makeup because you beat your face, you know? Dolores totally makes me understand that term, you know? Because she's like, Frank, I'm upstairs, Frank. It's like, Jesus, are you excavating? What's happening over there?
Wow, look at you, Mommy. You look like you're 25 years old.
She goes, I do.
Yeah, and you should for how much money you spent on that body, Dolores.
Got an ass like a 25-year-old and not a railing to hold onto on my stairs.
So now back over at Jen's house. A lot of scenes, a lot of quick scenes going back and forth. Now we're back with Jennifer. So she calls up her husband, Bill. She goes, hi, baby. He goes, hi.
I'm not far.
I'm getting closer, closer, closer.
Well, I don't even know what happened, Bill. Jennifer got mad at me. She got mad at something, and then she just don't. And now I have to have a party full of people I don't even like, kinda. I'm supposed to be the hostess with the mostest bear.
He's like,
What a predicament.
So I type these notes on my iPad, and there's always bad autocorrect. It's like a running joke with myself of what the fucking autocorrect does. On this one, I put, I have to be the hostess with the mostest. It autocorrected into mistress, and I swear to God.
Hostess with the mistress. I swear to God.
That's even amazing. iOS is giving Jen shit. So way to take sides, Steve Jobs in heaven. He's like, fuck her.
He's just watching along. So then we go back to Dolores, and she's just weighing in on Jennifer. She's like, you know what? Jennifer does things that get her in trouble and does a lot of stupid things. But the things that Jackie was saying, and we see a flashback of when Jackie was like, you know, I don't care. Like, he shouldn't have been sticking his dick into someone else, you know? She goes, that I wouldn't say to anyone. You know, that was so vulgar. That piece of shit twat bitch is so fucking vulgar. I would never say that. Cut fitness. Dolores, I love that she thinks that Jackie is so vulgar. Every time.
That's how I see it. So then we go to the van, where everybody at Melissa's house is going to the van to tonight at Jennifer's house. So Jackie's like, is tonight going to be fun, guys? I mean, unless people start digging dirt up on each other, am I right? And Margaret goes, but you know what? If someone has a huff out, we're all going to huff out together, right?
And Evan Goldschneider's like, what's a huff out? She's like, you know, when you leave in a huff. It's a huff out. Come on, huff out. It's new for 2022. Huff out. We're going to huff out, okay?
Just warn me now. If we're going to huff out, just warn me, all right? These shoes are higher than a fat kid in a cotton candy store, okay? Just warn me.
Joe, we're at the van. So then, let's not forget, you know who else was with them? Sparkling personality named Tracy.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
The talking stick shift of the fucking van.
Melissa's like, oh my God, Tracy, you're wearing sneakers. You look so cute in your sneakers. Almost gives you a personality.
She used to wear those light-up sneakers, you know? So it's like people know your kid is crossing the street.
She probably has those, like, the rollers in them, too. Yeah, I can just imagine Tracy just, like, rolling. Like those new, like, Postmate machines, you know?
Oh, yeah, those little robots.
The future's coming.
I went to a restaurant with that. Have you guys seen those little robot waiter things? And they're like, and they come up to your table with your Bobo tea or your boba tea or whatever. And I was thinking, I want one of those. But they don't have arms, okay? Yeah. What kind of waiter is that? You have to get the boba tea, put it on the thing, and then tell it where to go. The fuck is that? I need arms on my robots. Let's rethink this. It's 2022.
I feel so bad for all the robots that were sold a future where they'd be like in the Terminator, and they'd help you like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Liquid Metal. It's like, guess what? You're a waiter bringing boba tea. They're like, wait a second. I saw The Matrix. This isn't how it happens.
You can't even tell anybody to fuck off with your arms, you know, when they make you mad. It's a very important part of being a waiter, you know? Because you can't say fuck off. So when somebody is being an asshole at your table and you're holding your piece of paper, you just go, uh-huh, so...
Oh.
You have to have like little secret ways of saying fuck off to people.
That's a hack.
Oh, I just tried to
So back over at Jennifer's house. So Bill arrives.
The fuck you hack.
Now, I don't actually remember why I wrote this, but I'm just trying to put it in my mind. I feel like it makes sense. He's pulling bags out of the car, and all I wrote down was, whoa.
Because he does. Because Bill is in trouble, so Bill hasn't wanted to be on camera. But now, here Bill is again about to be with the group. So he's like, I got things.
Jen's like, of course you do. You got a lot of things. You're a man of excess. A man with money. A man with cars. A man with children. Lots and lots of children, baby.
You beat everyone.
What can I help you with, darling?
And she goes,
nothing unless your name is Don Julio.
It's a take off.
I haven't
shirt.
Met Don Julio, but I'd like to make his acquaintance. Oh yeah, Ronnie, take it off. I'll hold it down. Oh.
This sweater bullshit only lasts like 5 minutes. Then it's like,
this is our some of our previous merch, some of our limited.
Luann.
So the van arrives, and Margaret's like, Joe, we're here. I'm like, I'm thinking kids figure it out. The van stopped, the door's open.
He doesn't know. So she's like, you know, hanging on him to get out of the car, of course. He just like lays down on the van of the door to the floor so she can walk down, you know, putting his hand up to help her.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Bill and Jen are like, oh, they're here, baby. So they start coming to the door. And then Bill sees that Marge is out there and he's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. He just kind of stops.
He does like a
doo-doo. Doo-doo. He's like, why aren't you coming, Bill? He's like,
you be the overture. I'll be in the kitchen for the opening number.
Oh, Jesus.
And then I love Bill trying to pretend to occupy himself in the kitchen. He just starts sort of going like this. He's just being like... Are the pretzels where they should be? Pretzels. Bottle of wine. I'm just busy, 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 kitchen island. Oh, look, a drawer with spoons and forks. No one's at the door, are they? Oh, hello.
So Marge is like, look, Bill just left the front door. Okay, we've got our first huff off. All right. Welcome to the editor of the Huffington Post, Bill Aden, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
All right.
Our first
that
huff
was
off.
A huff.
It was that counts as a huff, okay? That was a huff into the kitchen. So Bill, we know Bill is nervous because when everyone walks in and he sees Joe Gorga, he messes up the line. He goes, what's going on, big guy? When we all know the proper greeting is, there he is.
Yeah, he doesn't give the, there it is. Instead, he's like, Billy boy! My man, which he does to Bill about 6 times in this one.
Yeah.
He just keeps going up to Bill randomly going, my man.
I'm right here, Joe.
I see you.
Joe Gorga is sometimes like if you're playing like Street Fighter and you select your fighter, but you still have some other things to select, so the fighters are sort of sitting there on the screen going like this.
Yes.
And then you select something and he goes like... That's Joe Gorga.
So they all come into the kitchen, you know, and Bill's like, happy Bill, drinky, drinky, put the rum in the coconut, shake it all. You know, he's trying his best. And Marge is like, here's Bill, okay? Marge just turns her back to him. She's like, hello, everybody, hello. So she's giving her back to Bill, and she's like, listen, you know, but Jen and I are finally in a better place. No, you're not. When did that happen?
I know. Like, it was at the keg party. It was like a sort of like, they were like, hey, let's move forward. Let's move forward, baby. Which means that it takes like 3 more years before anything happens.
So she's like, we're in a good place finally, but you know, it's a little awkward with Bill, you know. I mean, I have nothing against Bill, except my back currently, you know. That's what he's gonna get. So then they all move from the little kitchen, and this is like a vacation home, so I'm not like dissing the little, but they move from like a little kitchen to like a little tiny balcony.
Yeah.
Which, you know, this cast, do not keep this cast in close proximity to each other. What do you, it's like putting two little, you know, chickens into a pen. You know, what do you think they're gonna do? Chickens fight each other, right?
Everything fights
How
each other.
How could I not think of an animal that started fighting right away?
Beta fish. You had beta fish.
A beta fish.
I love our listeners. They remember.
I had beta fish, and I put a couple in together, and they never did that. I was always trying to start a beta fish fight. I should have known as a kid I was going to be a Housewives fan, because, you know, beta fish are like, ooh. They, like, have this long gown. It's, like, slight. They're always wearing a reunion dress, you know? And I would be like, I'm going to put that fish in with that fish, and they're going to fight. And they wouldn't. They would just stare at each other like, ooh, oh,
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Had to put a goldfish in there to get any action. They fought that fucker.
Yeah. Bad weather. So, our beta fishes. So, so anyway, everyone's outside, and Bill's like, so, who's ready for a drink? And Joe Gorga's like, I want that. What's that? I want that.
Yeah, yeah. What? Look at this. Too many boobs on one balcony. Let's go, boys, all right? The hands about to start their clucking, all right? This is for boys. Let's go, boys being boys. Am I right? Let's go to the kitchen, boys being boys. My man!
And then literally he's like, what is that? And Bill is like, whiskey. And he's like, yeah, I want some of that. And then he goes in for a high five.
Yeah, he goes, my man!
My man!
Like, so then outside, the ladies are doing their business, their lady business. And Marge is like, we're treating Dolores. And Jen's like,
I have no idea what happened. I was down in the kitchen, daydreaming about what an amazing husband and father Bill is. Feeling pretty. Oh, so pretty. Feeling pretty and with it. And
hey, I know I'm not in this scene, but please don't say gay. All right?
So she tells Jenna's like, yeah, something crazy happened. Teresa went storming out. And then it cuts to Margaret. Margaret has this certain face that she does, and she does it so hard right now. It's sort of like this weird sort of orgasm face where she's like, it's like she's trying to like stretch all her lips around all her teeth. So, Jen's
so they're
like,
why is she upset? Like, what is Teresa so upset about? She's like, I don't know. I think it was about Louis. It was about Louis.
And Melissa's like, I knew it was going to happen. I was warned. And then we get a clip of last week of Melissa going, oh, I just got a private text from Teresa.
Yeah.
You better have my boyfriend's back, you fucking bitch, in front of all these other bitches. Or I'm going to kill your accident. I don't even know what that word is, but that's what I got.
So Jennifer's like, well, she wants to protect him. And Margaret's like, no, let him handle it. Okay, he's a grown man.
A grown man who likes to scream naked on TikTok with other grown naked men. Okay, you know what? Who am I to judge?
Listen, we have to, like, if they're a grown man, they have to do things for themselves. Joe, stand over here. So Jackie's like,
you know, people give me shit for picking shirts out for Joe, and then you've got hers out there naked on a beach crying into a camera on TikTok, okay?
You know what? So Jackie's like, well, not for nothing. Last year she told me that, you know, if something's not true, fucking stick up for your man, and then she should be here doing that, which was a good point, because she's basically, that was what Teresa said to Jackie when, with all those rumors. The way that Teresa deflected it was like, why, like, you should come to Lake George and stick up for your man. So now there's rumors about Louie, and Teresa's nowhere to be seen, of course.
Well, of course, vote Hippocrat, okay? She's the biggest one, and it is so fucking funny. But also, Jackie last year was sobbing like, you shouldn't do that to families. You shouldn't do that to families. So they're all kind of...
No, they're all hypocrites all the time, which is what's great about it.
The Hippocrat Convention.
So
they go inside, right? So the guys are inside, and Gorga, of course, won't just take a regular drink. He's like,
I'm at a doctor's house, huh? Doctor, my man, I want the good stuff. You got McAllen, my man?
Bill's zipping back up his pants. He's like, oh, I thought he said he wanted the good stuff. Never mind. So, and then one of my favorite things, I'm like, I feel like I've noticed, like, this is the episode where I'm noticing all the Margisms that have been with us all along, but it's like the first time I like saw them. Marge gives little Yelp reviews everywhere she goes, like from room to room, you know? So they go into the kitchen, she goes, this is very nice.
This gets 3 very nices out of 4. Congratulations. Yelp approved. Yelp. Marge Yelp recommended business.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Gorga's still trying to have Mad Night. He's like, hey, you know what Benino wants to drink? Huh? Nipples. You want nipple? Like pinching each other's nipples. So the ladies come in. He's like, what again with the women? Come on. Ain't it enough we let you vote? Come on. What you even doing in here?
So this crew, they're moving around a lot.
This is about moving rooms, okay?
Yeah.
You guys want to go downstairs now?
So the whole group goes down to another outside area. So now they're all sitting in these Adirondack chairs or whatever out there. And they sit there. So far, it's a very lovely time. And then you know it's going to go sour because Melissa says this. You know, this has really come full circle. I didn't think I'd ever be hanging out at your house, Jennifer Aiden. I mean, not you, Bill. You were always nice. But Jennifer, you know, we go at it a lot. That's not what you say to have a nice time.
And she wasn't even saying it nice. She was like, yeah, Jennifer and I go at it. And it's funny because they're all set up. And were they Adirondack chairs? In my head, they were. But they're on like, you know.
They may have been chaise lounges, I'll be honest. There could have been a bench. I think there actually was a bench involved.
Okay. It's a big semicircle of chairs that I don't know the specific names of.
No. But they're very nice. They're very nice.
They're very nice. You know, very nice chairs. You know what? These are very sturdy chairs.
Joe, sit down.
It's actually very sturdy chair. Joe's like, it's me. It's me. You're right.
Joe, I said sit in the chair. Don't do chair pose. You teach him yoga, and all of a sudden...
So then Jen's like, oh, come on. I mean, sometimes a tease, yeah, something. And Melissa's like, no, I feel like you get really serious with it. And then we get the clips. 2020, Andy.
Melissa! Are you still considering freezing your eggs? That's a good one.
And Jen's like,
who are we kidding? Shaking up babies. She's way too self-absorbed.
Like self-absorbed people can't have children? What the fuck channel are you on?
So then, of course, Jen, after a few years of Melissa throwing like forks and knives at her glasses, like once a season there's something that she throws at Jennifer. She goes, oh, I didn't know that you get offended that badly. Did you miss the silverware that went right by your head?
And Jen, like a lot of us, are just so bored with Melissa. She can't even give like a full shrug to Melissa. She just does this.
I didn't know you got offended that much.
Like a hand shrug. She can't even offer her the full.
So it's a little awkward. And they're all just sort of sitting there quietly.
Okay.
Just all like, what are we, okay, Bill's here, Margaret's here. So then Dolores and Frank walk up. Frank, of course, is like, what? Everyone's so quiet, huh? Dolores, they're quiet.
Jen goes,
are you hungry, Frank and Dolores?
Yeah, we're fucking hungry. Frank was eating the sun visor, okay? Do you know what that did to my Uber rating? We're fucked. Feed me.
He literally thought it was a taco shell. He's gone delirious.
So now they go in and get their food, and people are asking where Teresa is, and then we see a van. Dun, 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 dun. And the van door slides open, and Teresa and Louis gets in. And that poor man looks like a gummy bear in a microwave. Bless his heart.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys see me up here with 3 towels, sweating in the winter. My ass crack hanging out. Should I judge? No. Do I judge? Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, we're allowed to. It's TV.
It's all of these roids I'm taking.
So Teresa and Louis, they get into the Sprinter, and they sit down, and Teresa's like,
there are cameras in here. There are cameras.
We're like, technically, yes, that's true, but you happen to be pointing at the rearview mirror, but that's fine.
And she's saying it like this, like, just cameras. Just cameras in here, all right?
There's also microphones, you fucking numbskull. Okay.
Hey, is this house moving? You're in a van. So she.
So
Louis's
like.
Well, Louis's like, he's trying really hard to do that new age stuff that he's been preaching about. So he just starts trying to do breathing exercises. So he's like. It's like, Louis, you have to exhale too.
It's just that poop that won't come out. You're like,
you know how when women are like, you'll never know what it's like to give birth. He does.
He does. Yeah, he does.
So then Louis's like, why is this all coming out now? I just don't get it. Like, why is this coming out now, all this stuff? And she goes,
it's coming out because Margaret is the one who brought it out, right?
He's like, when? When did she bring it out?
She's like, having some kickoff party, remember?
Also the internet.
Yeah.
Right? It was on the internet, too, sir. You know Louis has a Google alert for himself.
Yeah.
And you know that shit went off 10 times, at least today.
Yep. Listen, Margaret likes to stir the pot, but I don't believe that she... I don't think that she's the one who leaked this. Do you guys think that she leaked it, or do you know?
No.
I mean, also, he has, like, a trail of, like, 10 exes who hate him. There's, like, very clear suspects here, okay?
Well, this is a lady who... Didn't this lady, like, do a whole marathon across the United States wearing the wedding dress that she was going to be in to marry? Oh, I mean, she had, like, a whole spread. You know, oh, so good. Like the Runaway Bride, but for like over the whole country, you know?
Wow, she'll be on next season. So,
you know, I don't know, but we will research it a little bit more. But isn't that lady she did something, she was featured in a magazine. They're like, the lady who ran from a narcissist.
And it was The Economist. It was The Economist.
There's this whole article with her. There's this whole article with her, like, what it's like to get away from a toxic man, and I put on my wedding dress and ran across the entire country. I was like, wow, Louis really sucks. And this was before we even knew who Louis was, right?
Yeah. So Teresa thinks it's Margaret who leaked it.
Teresa's going to be outside, by the way, in about 2 seconds. Who was that yelling, more, more? It's Gia. Gia's back there like... More, tell me more.
Wake up in the morning.
Teresa's blaming Margaret, which of course Margaret did bring it up on camera and continues to every time they cut back to Margaret. You know, they cut back to her and she's like, I mean, what are you going to do? It's a video on the internet. He's nude in it. He's yelling at people. It's what, you know what can I do? It's right here. Here's the video. Here's it. Bill, do you have AirPlay?
So Teresa's like,
you know what? I don't trust Margaret at all. Like, she's ruthless. Like, she... she's... Are the cameras still on?
She's like, you know what I think? Nobody should judge nobody. Especially about their pastors. All right?
Yeah, that was real.
Prostitution whore! Why, you were married 19 times? What?
Teresa, of all fucking people.
Well, that's exactly why. That's exactly why she doesn't want to be judged for the past. So then we see, we start seeing headlines of the latest news in Louis's life. So Teresa's friends are worried about her relationship with Louis
Relas.
In addition to being featured in a strange video about his ex, Louis has also faced claims of being sex obsessed.
Oh no, not on the same show as Joe Gorga.
I know, right? Oh, how naughty.
The headline couldn't even finish. It was like, claims of being sex up. Ah! It's like Joe's dick coming into the headline, you know? Joe Gorga even fucking the headline clip coming onto the jersey. Who cares? So Teresa comes in with Purple Louis, And you know that Teresa is here to really stand up for Louis because she has bronzed herself to the point of being almost purple herself.
Yeah.
Did you notice? It's like, what is Teresa doing right now? She's like, ah!
So they come in and they're all smiles like, hi, guys. And then Margaret's like, oh, you know what? This is so Teresa. She leaves in a huff. Okay, emphasis on huff. It's my new thing. And then she comes back like nothing ever happened. It's like she didn't even have a huff out because we know she had a huff out. Okay, I'm going to make huff out happen by the end of the episode. Okay, huff out. Keep yeah. an eye out for it. Okay?
I mean, what are you, who are you kidding? You're not mad? The sorting hat has spoken. You're a Hufflepuff, Teresa. That's it. All right, Huffy.
Huffington Post called.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Bill comes up to Louis, who's like, huh? He's just like nodding at everybody, kind of trying to smile. And Bill's like, can I get you a drink? Take a load off. Take a load off. And Louis's like, I'll take a tequila. And Bill's like, with pineapple?
So Frank is like,
Hey, Louis. So we were at the beach, huh? We wish you could have come. Joe was wishing you could have come because you'd be the only person with skinnier legs than him. Delore, high five, Delore. Delore, where's Delore? Delore, where are you? Where are you, Delore?
Right next to you, Frank. Oh, God.
Gorga's like, he never stops this one, right?
Hey, Louis, what was your sport? Huh? What was your sport in high school?
What'd you play? What'd you play in high school?
What'd you play? Huh?
He played with himself. High five, Delore! Delore, where you at, Delore? Delore!
Still next to you, Frank. Still next to you.
And Louis never even gets to answer. He's just like, oh, ah, ha, ha. Ah, ha, ha. Yeah.
He is so nervous.
So super awkward, right? And everybody just stops. And Dolores goes, well, the food was good. I'm happy.
She goes, now I'm full. Now I'm full. So there's awkward silence.
The fight. So Tracy, oh my gosh, so Tracy decided to make an appearance today.
Yeah.
I don't know who called Tracy and said, Tracy, you're supposed to talk on this show.
So this is the really funny part where they do a really bad job of like pretending like they're not trying to start a fight. So Tracy's like, hey, Melissa, are we going to address the elephant in the room?
Tracy's like, what? Melissa's like, what?
You know, the elephant. We're going to address it, right? The elephant? Are we going to address it?
Because Teresa just left the party, right? And Melissa's like, oh, Tracy, Jennifer said that, but it doesn't seem that way, like, uh-huh. Teresa's mad, because that's what Jennifer said. So then Jackie picks up on it, and she's like, what? Jennifer said what? What did Jennifer Aiden say to you about Teresa?
Say it, Melissa. Go ahead and say it. All right, just say it, Melissa. Teresa, Jennifer said that you left in a fit. That's it. A huff, a fit, a huff, and a fit. It was all of those things, Teresa.
They're all, like, waiting to see who can tattletale to Teresa first.
I have a Land Rover, not a fit, not a Honda fit. You left an emotional fit, you idiots.
And then Teresa does that thing where she's trying to decide things with her tongue on the side of her mouth. She's like,
Blink, blink, blink.
And guess what Margaret says? You had a huff out.
You would like huff the magic dragon, basically. Okay. So Teresa's like,
I didn't leave it no huff,
And Marta's like, she said that you were very upset and that you were like, I'm not coming back. And then you left.
Nah.
And I love Teresa being like,
Nah, I didn't leave in a half car.
And then they just cut to like 10 minutes earlier.
Get the fuck out of my face. I'm fucking leaving here.
So.
Hey, anybody want to say something to me? You got to say something to me that you were saying behind my back that you want to say to my face? Because I don't like stuff said behind my face and my back, all right?
Okay, well, you know what, Teresa. Okay, Teresa, I don't think anyone's going behind your back, okay? I think everyone's very curious about the video, okay? It's not a nosy thing. People care about you and they have concern, okay?
My concern, all right?
So I have Teresa, no concern, baby.
Teresa raises like 1 inch off of her chair, okay? So she's like, why am I concerned? I've been with him a year and there's no concern, all right?
Whatever happened in Louis' past stays in the past, because whatever happens in the present and the future, that's what you care about. But what happened in the past is the past.
This is why she won't see Jurassic Park. She just refuses to acknowledge.
I don't like those things. That's in the past.
What's in the future is the past, and the past is the future.
So Louis goes, hey, I can address it with
you. I can address it, Fred.
I'll address it with you.
Okay,
babe. What do you want to know?
No.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know? Margaret has a question.
No,
you know,
babe.
Hey, babe.
No,
babe. Babe.
You don't
babe.
Gotta explain Baby. Nothing to these
No
people.
Talkie while
you
I talkie. Two eyes, two ears,
people.
One mouth. Nah. Babe. Babe, I could
Why?
Do it. I'm a big
Why?
Belly. I'm a big
Why?
Boy.
Why
I'm a big boy.
Know?
I could talk myself.
Why?
I play sports. I'm cool. I breathe.
Hey. So, Teresa, who you know Louis has been like, do not get up. Do not get up and start fighting. We're bigger than that. We're spiritual people. Teresa's butt, I mean, it's so funny watching her try to stay in the chair. She cannot do it. Now she's like 3 inches off the chair.
It's like, Ma, why?
So he's like, okay, you know. So Margaret's like, listen, we're discussing the video because the video came out. You know, Teresa's a public figure, et cetera. And he's like, you know what? Hey, Margaret, just talk to me. Just talk to me, okay? Just talk to me. It's like, well, why are you so defensive about it? He's like, and then that's when Teresa's like,
I'm not defensive about it, okay? You want to talk about your past, go right ahead. You want to tell a whole story about how you cheated on this one, and this one, and this one? I don't give a fuck.
You fuck that one for that one. You fuck that one for that one. You want to talk about it, you go right ahead.
Teresa, why are you so upset right now? Why are you so upset,
Teresa? I don't like how you fucking nasty, all right? I don't like that, all right? I don't like that you talk about my boyfriend. I've been with him a year, all right?
Listen, I'm thrilled for you. Didn't you see my Yelp review? Very thrilled.
I don't give a fuck if you're happy for me, all right? What matters is that I'm happy, all right?
Teresa, you know what? You asked me why Jennifer left in a huff, okay? Teresa, are you taking a dump on that chair? What's going on here?
And Louis's like, can I say something? Can I just say something?
No. What you gonna say?
Hey, stop, what's stop. Please. Okay, stop. Can you
stop right now?
Can you stop right now? Can you stop right now? Can you stop right now? Okay, let's just talk calmly. Let's talk calmly because guess what, Margaret? You, on your best day, wouldn't intimidate me.
Wouldn't intimidate Louis? I mean, he comes in like a tomato. He's all sweating.
Well, good to have confirmation. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. She wasn't trying to intimidate you.
Now I can see why Teresa does not want this man to talk.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, everything that comes out of his mouth. He's like Judas and Gorgo, rolled it, the men rolled into one.
All the Joes.
Terrible. So,
listen, whatever you want to say, talk to me, okay? Just talk to me.
All right. And Marge is like, I mean, does Louis think I'm trying to intimidate him? I mean, I'm trying to help you explain yourself because everyone thinks that video is cuckoo cray cray. Okay, that's it. It's crazy.
And Teresa's like, you know, anyone here an explanation?
Teresa is like literally about to fall down. She's like, you don't know nobody nothing. All right, you don't know
Teresa,
nobody.
Teresa, I'm gonna leave. Teresa.
This table's about to break.
He's like, Teresa, I'm gonna leave, aren't you? She goes, no. And she sits down. She goes, stay.
Stay. Listen, she won't learn unless if I don't leave, right? You gotta stop. You have to be quiet. And if you're real good, you get a biscuit.
She won't learn if I don't leave?
And then he goes...
This man has a dog that shits all over the house. I can hear it.
And then, in case that wasn't condescending enough,
2 ears, 1 mouth. Listen more through your mouth.
That's Wait. 3 holes, am I right? My man! My man!
Okay, nothing intimidates... Just as a reminder, nothing intimidates me. So what do you have to say to me, Margaret Josephs?
Okay. Nothing. You know what? I wasn't even saying anything. I was just saying the video had come out on this thing that we have now called the internet, okay? And unfortunately, people were saying negative things, mostly us. And every single person was like, what kind of place was this special camp? Like,
here it is. I'm a very good example of business.
Oh, yeah. You know, right. You're very successful.
I can speak for myself, woman. Okay?
Then Marge does that thing where she sucks in her cheeks and starts trying to take, like, something out of her front teeth. She's like...
That's so true. She's like, okay, since you insulted me, I will go back to the cilantro. So, Louis is like...
Did you write this whole monologue?
I did write the whole monologue.
I love you.
Of course, I write all the monologues.
Girl, this was half the thing, was rewinding to get this monologue. I mean, it's going to go down.
I have this monologue and then the real monologue. Okay.
Listen, I grew up with a lot of trauma in my life. I had to grow up being me, you know? A friend of mine started a thing called Warrior out in California. And a lot of men go and revisit their pain and to get clarity. And I was in a relationship with a woman, and I had to learn in that moment to be vulnerable and shirtless and tell her, listen, I'm sorry because I didn't want to commit to your marriage. I didn't want to commit to a bad woman. So I went and apologized to the woman for not being honest and said, you know what? It's over.
So here's what he really said.
So Marge and I both were doing this. So, both our fingers are just trying to hold her brain inside her head. Like they're on her temples, like, do not splurt out right now.
We're all like licking that parsley in our teeth, like, So this is what it's over apparently means in Louis language.
I'm coming home to see you. Get engaged and bring our family together and finally get married and have a life together. I've been here for a week. I love our children and hope you receive this message well. Thank you. I love you. Thank you for your time. I hope that this hits your heart. I love you. I'm sorry I make mistakes and I held myself back. I held myself the truth. I'm sorry I put you through pain. Thank you for being patient, for being the same man I saw in me.
So yeah, obviously he was dumping her.
Yeah.
Obviously he was dumping her.
Yeah, Louis. I got it.
Yeah.
That looked like a bunch of men gathered on a beach with women who just wouldn't refuse to believe that the men wouldn't be with them anymore. They're like, all of them on that beach were like, say it like you mean it, bro. Hooray! Say it like you mean it. Yeah, must be trouble beating off those sexy ladies for all of you.
Did somebody say a bunch of shirtless men on a beach?
No kidding. We just see Bill pass with like 2 coconuts on his boobs. Like,
In a caftan.
Boys, need a cameraman.
Little pina colada. I just didn't want to commit to a bad woman, you know? So I went and I apologize to a woman for not, like, being honest and saying, you know what, like, it's over. So that's why I did that. So, any of that makes sense to you? And Marge, holding in her brains, right? And Jackie and Marge are both telling us,
are we watching the same fucking video? Because that's not the fucking video that I saw, okay?
Yeah.
So Louie's like, okay, listen, I had a thirsty ex. She's looking for attention, and she put that out there and tried to humiliate me. Look, I'm actually very proud, okay? I'm proud of my work and what I've done. I marked it on my chest. I was fully expecting a no ragrats tattoo.
A what?
You know that guy is like, no regrets.
Oh, no regrets.
But regrets
I thought
spelled
you said
wrong.
No brats. I was like,
no regrets.
No regrets.
Are you happy now? Are you happy now? You finally got your answer. You happy now?
And Joe Gorga's like, what are you so mad about? What's going on here? She goes,
I don't like people gossiping. Did you hear that Evan gets blowjobs in the gym, by any way?
Yeah. And Teresa, after this whole monologue, is still fuming, half out of her chair, like, I don't like gossip! You know, freaking out. And he's like, everyone gossips, Teresa. It's like, but I don't fucking like it. And he goes, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, Teresa? Well, the friend you hang out with gossips about me, all right? She calls me a crook, okay? Is that okay with you? It's not. But you hang out with her, right? He pulls, like, a bottle of Macallan out of his pocket and starts undoing it to take a swig.
And, like, on a Sharpie, it says, Joe Gorga's brand new whiskey brand.
McGorga's.
McGorga's. I'm not a crook. So this is the point.
Smooth as balls, am I right?
This is the part of the episode where Louie gets off scot-free, because then it pivots away from Louie being on the hot seat to now being about Jennifer Aiden, which, by the way, I'm okay with. They're both great fights to me, you know? So Gorga's like, you know, you hang out with Jennifer, and Teresa's like, hello, you hang out with fucking Margaret. And she goes, hey, what did I say that was so bad? Sure, I tried to push the huff out thing, okay? It didn't really work. It wasn't so bad.
You brought up the video.
And she's like, so what, Teresa? And then Teresa's like,
Well, also did it. You went after Jen. Yeah, you went after Jen.
She goes, I did not go after Jen.
You shall be ashamed of yourself.
And then, like, Jennifer's like, this is my moment. What you have done to me was so cruel. I mean, baby.
When I talk about things, don't you insult my things?
And Marge is like, not if it's in my own backyard, because guess what? Bill and I are a little similar, FYI. And Bill's like, not fully expect it. He still doesn't know what's coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you exposed the secret. That's what you did. I only talk about what's open out there. I don't go digging for you. I don't go digging for you. And I don't go digging for you. And I don't go digging.
And then it cuts to Jennifer, did you call people in Tenafly? Did you?
I was curious, mister. I was curious.
So Melissa's like, let's be honest. You've definitely dug. And Bill's like, Bill, I thought Bill ran away. Bill did not run away.
No.
Bill ran to a bush.
Yeah.
Okay?
He just went over there with his like plate of food. It was like, I'm going to watch. Yeah.
Bill's just like.
He's basically Wilson on Home Improvement behind the picket fence.
Wilson.
So Melissa's, so they're like, you dug Jennifer. She's like, no, it's because Frank told my husband to. And Frank's like, oh, come on now, that's ridiculous. I never said anything about anything that's a lie. Delore, where are you, Delore?
But that's what my husband told me, whatever, I wasn't there.
I was like, oh, okay. So then, your husband's not here either, by the way. It just cuts to Bill, like,
There's just, like, an ornate painting from the 1800s with two eyeballs cut out with Bill going like,
Gene is not trying to dig up dirt on Junkie.
And dramatic violins as Tiki Barber, the Tiki most Barber. Dramatic person in New Jersey, shows up. No matter what's happening, Tiki Barber is like, hi,
I'm television's Tiki Barber.
Hi, I'm Tiki Barber.
Formerly of the New York Giants, and I have a twin brother, Rondé.
Charming Tiki Barber. I mean, no matter what happens, he's just like, yeah.
He's like, I just have to give my wife 3 more months of this and then the divorce papers. So Margaret's like, don't defend her, she's indefensible. And then you just see Teresa be like, and defend her. So Melissa's like, you know what, you ask for loyalty. If you want loyalty, you gotta give loyalty back. And then Teresa's like, I am.
Yeah. Which is, and Tiki comes in, and Melissa's still screaming.
I mean, look, if she asks a question about Evan, she's not digging. But if someone asks a question about Louie, they're digging. And Teresa's like,
The spinny wheel of death is like starting to appear on her forehead. System overloaded. So Melissa calls Jen a hater. Jen's like, I'm not a hater, baby. And Melissa's like, well, I don't care. I don't give a fuck what you say. You feel like a hater, and you called my husband a crook.
It just keeps cutting to Bill in the bush, like, And Jen's like,
so let me tell you something. I don't know anything about you, Gorga. I really don't, Joe. And he's like, oh, yeah? I thought you did, huh? I thought you did, not my man. All right? Someone else's man? All right?
And she's like, no. Look,
so wait. I'm going to address it. I'm going to address the fucking crooked thing. It's fucking hearsay, and it's out there.
And do you guys remember? Now, they cut to a clip of Michelle, the real estate realtor. Lady. Yeah,
yeah.
Who ended up selling Teresa's house and getting the money for that. So while we're talking about loyalty, all right. They're trying to make it like it's about Michelle, but this is really about Joe Giudice giving that interview where he's like, that guy's a fucking crook. So what? Who cares? You know what? That guy can't even go into a fucking Home Depot. All right? He's banned because he steals shit. All right? That's it. You want the truth? There it is.
So the Jen's like, well, I only called him a crook because of what you said, Melissa. And then it turns out Melissa had written on her Instagram something stupid where she's like, basically like, oh, you think that like that you're the only one that uses people for storylines. She basically goes in on Jennifer for like, she says that Jennifer uses her family for her storylines. And Melissa says, I'm not trashy, I'm classy, and I'm still going strong, you know?
Well, I have it here. Can I read a part? Sorry, sure. It's really long. I won't read the whole thing. You guys have probably already all read it. But just in case. So it goes on like, guys, it's the reunion night, and thank you for being so supportive. We've gotten all of your letters asking if this season could be longer. I'm like, shut up, A, you fucking lie. So she starts off by just lying, okay? So then she says, you might notice that everyone is tagged except for one person who I feel is only happy when family and friends are divided, probably because she would throw her own mother under the bus for TV, or if it would make Teresa happy. I've been on the show a long time, and I know conniving when I see it. When you don't something for me at all, and they're constantly trying to put you down and trying to cause rifts in our relationships, that's a huge red flag. Envy, baby. Which is such a Melissa tell-off post.
I love, like, the plug for envy in the middle, yes, of it.
They might want to try to be the fun, tipsy one like you. Sorry, Melissa, damn.
But they just fail and they look sloppy. Fingernail painting. Lots of skeletons in the closet over there. I'm nice until you're not. Pay attention, everyone. You will see it. Love you. Thanks for your support. Got your letters. Envy.
This is what we've always referred to Melissa as. The fun, tipsy one.
Yeah. She can hold her own in a scene. So then, so this Jennifer's basically saying because of that post, that's why she called Joe Gorga a crook. And then she goes, and even he, little bitch girl, came in and commented, baby. Which you're like, At that point, we just see a potted plant just moving away very slowly, and two little feet under it as Bill's like going to the next door neighbor.
And Melissa's like, how dare someone call my husband a little bitch? And Joe's over there like, you didn't say nothing, Jen,
And Jen goes, listen, you don't need to get involved in our fights, Joe. No man should ever have to get involved in our fights. And these words absolutely will not come back to haunt me in the next 15 minutes on the show.
You started it. It was retaliation.
So Marge is like, oh my God, oh my God. Because now they're screaming and Melissa's standing and she goes, that is disgusting.
Meatball.
Meatball.
So they're screaming at each other and Jen's like, disgusting, huh? Disgusting as it would be trying to bring down a fucking marriage, baby! And they're like, and then, going at it.
And now Melissa's doing her patented move, which is to stand up and present. Oh yeah, you're terrible. She's like doing a one-handed, like, breaststroke. She always does that, right? I feel like the two things you can, like, reliably expect from Melissa Gorga is the stand-up, half breaststroke, and her brushing her teeth. She brushes her teeth a lot on these shows. Have you guys noticed?
Well, she smells great when she's yelling at you. The fun tipsy drunk.
Okay. Oh, so now I get it. Okay, because I always have parsley in my teeth. Okay, I got to brush my teeth. Okay, that solves a lot of that issue. Okay, Ronnie.
Okay, so now what happens? I rewound it 45 seconds because I know that everybody's going to be like, who started it? But it's Jersey, so this happens like every week. But on any other show, they'd be like, who was physical first? But Melissa tries, it looks like she's leaving,
she's
right?
She's just trying to walk out.
But there's a half circle of these not Adirondack chair things. Yeah. So she's like, fuck you, stupid, I hate you. And she's like, no, fuck you. And then Jen gets her like this.
Yeah.
And she's like,
stop it, she got my arm.
And then the bodyguard comes in, he's like,
you want to fight with me, Jen? You want to fight with me? At which point, Margaret's like, oh God, it's the moment I've been waiting for. Let's go home. Huff out.
Yeah, Margaret's like, get the bicycle pumps. There's a bunch of huffies here. All right, I see you coming. So now the bodyguard is standing in between Jen and Melissa, which is a mistake because you can't expect the women on this show to fight with their words. It's hilarious. So they're both going like this, like over the bodyguard. They're like, shut up.
I swear to God.
You're dumb.
I swear to God.
Your ears are big.
I swear to God.
Yeah. I don't like you.
I swear to God.
You didn't even eat enough lasagna.
I swear to God.
The bodyguard's just like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, and then an ultimate one. You look like a loser, you weirdo.
Melissa goes, get some tooth.
So, get the fuck out. Get that fuck out of this house that I don't own.
So they've just been screaming and yelling, and they're trying to, the bodyguard's like pretending that he cares. And then Jackie goes, you know what? I don't even want to help her anymore, okay? I'm done. She goes,
oh, you're done with me, Jackie? What'd I do to you, huh?
So there's all this pandemonium. People are up. People are fighting. But you know who's actually not part of this mess?
Blink, blink.
And in fact, I don't know if you guys saw this, but I happened to pause it, and at one point, Melissa's screaming at Jen, and Teresa is looking at Melissa, and she is smiling like, ha.
Yeah.
My fucking funny sister-in-law.
So they just keep screaming and yelling at each other. And then Jen goes,
oh, yeah? I mean, Jackie, you were just pretending to be my friend. And then you tried to ruin my relationship with this one who I'm friends with who's going to stand up for me. Right, Dolores? Dolores?
Hold on.
Dolores.
I'm dangling a toy in front of Frank so he doesn't get alarmed. So yeah, Jen is like, yeah, you pretend to be my friend, and then you said that he stuck his dick in someone else. And Jackie goes, he did. And he did.
And he did.
And he did.
So funny. And Dolores goes, I am your friend, Jen. I will stand up and say it. This food's good. This food's good.
I thought I was full. Turns out I wasn't. So Jackie is now,
I can't believe I was ever even defended Jennifer. I mean, Jennifer digs on my husband with no remorse. She put her hands on one of my friends. I am so done with Jennifer and my fake friendship with her.
Yeah.
I stood up for Jennifer as a mother. But now I can't even stand up for her as a mother.
It's like, ooh, ooh, the mother can't stand up for you as a mother.
So Dolores, in case anyone's confused about like the emotional things going on here, Dolores can break it down for us. Right now, Jennifer's hurt, and no one has any empathy for her that her husband has been called out as a cheater. We don't have empathy for Bill being a cheater. I'm sorry.
So one,
you don't want to be called out. Don't do it in the first place.
So Jackie, Team Jackie and Marge and all those ladies leave, and then Jen is still at the house with Dolores and Teresa, right? And so Jen's like, she started it. I mean, come on, Teresa, even your brother gets in on it. Why is he getting involved in women's shit? Baby, in real world terms, you're correct. But Joe Gorga has been a leading housewife on this show for years, okay? He is a top-tier Real Housewife, man.
Yeah. Also, he's allowed to defend himself, at the very least. But, of course, Teresa blames Melissa.
It's his wife.
So then, now, of course, so anytime these fights happen, you just know it's only going to be a matter of seconds before Melissa and Teresa, they turn it into, like, further evidence in their ongoing, never-ending trial of who is the more loyal sister.
Loyal. You loyal? You loyal?
So, by the way, Jen's like,
I mean, I guess standing up for people, but Bill's still in the bush.
Bill's like, So, Melissa's going off about Teresa, and Teresa's like,
wait, hold on. I think I'm getting a text.
And then we see Melissa in the van, and she's like, oh, I'm going to text her right now. You just wait. I'm going to text her, okay? I'm going to tell her. So, she's like, Melissa's texting me. Dolores goes, they're going to get mad at you for not leaving with them. I know how this goes, okay?
Listen, so, Teresa gets mad at Melissa and Joe for not standing up for Louie, but then Joe and Melissa are going to get mad for staying by Jennifer's, okay? I wouldn't want to be Teresa. She's in a pickle.
And Teresa's like, she's asking why I'm still here today.
Did I call it? Did I call it? Did anybody check the caller ID on this situation? It says Dolores Catania, because I called it.
Dolores, I heard there's some pickles around. Dolores. Frank, just look at the trinkets.
So Tree's like,
I'm just wanting to be on guard.
And this isn't about Teresa, so she's about to fall asleep.
She's like, I'm just wanting to be on guard.
And Jim's like,
if I make it good, I'm making it good for you, Teresa. That's the end of it.
It's like, Jen, nobody's going to talk to you. Okay. So then Frank, I'm sorry. So the guys gather in the kitchen, right? They're all red now, every single one of them. Louie is just like, trying to smile, but he's like,
And Frank is like, seriously, these women are crazy. I mean, this is not going to be the end of it, but I'm a man's man, okay? And my position is don't get involved in women's drama. Just fuck all of them. I'm a man's man. What do you expect?
So then we get the Teresa texting, speaking to text. She's like,
she does not want any ill intention with you, all right? She's gonna make it better tomorrow.
And then Melissa's like, oh my God, Teresa just texted me. She doesn't want pill mentions, Matthew. Meshuggah her tomorrow. Fuck her! Fuck her!
Well, guess what? They're all Jennifer's band from the pink party. It's the party of the season at the Jersey Shore. So now it's the morning. It's the next morning, unless there's anything else in the night.
No, why? My God, what time is it? Let's get to the fucking pink party, okay? But so, first, we have to say, Tiki Barger. God, what is wrong with
Tiki
me?
Barber.
Tiki Barber. It's my tongue, you guys. Tiki Barber, they really give Tiki a lot of, like, closet space work in the show, you know, ironing. And this time he's just kind of going over a shirt and he's like, last night was sticky. It was very, very sticky. I'm gorgeous, charming Tiki Barber.
Actually, Ronnie, I believe what Tiki Barber said was, wow, it is sticky today.
What'd I say?
He said it was sticky last night.
Oh, it's sticky today.
He's a man of so many interesting thoughts. It's easy to mistake the two important insights.
So now we go to the, everybody's waking up and starting a new day.
Melissa Gorga brushing her teeth. I'm telling you, you'll never unsee it.
Every
that
time.
She's always brushing her teeth. Just watch.
And then Evan and Jackie with their, like, we're such, like, a sexually hot couple thing that they have going. He's like, hey, you want a spoon? And she goes, I know what that leads to. And he goes, spooning leads to forking?
I don't get it.
So, door! I'm in here, Frank.
He literally asks again, where are you?
So she's like, Frank, what the hell happened last night? What do you mean, what happened? What do you mean? You were right fucking there. I thought Jen and Melissa were going to beat each other up.
When someone comes charging at you like that, that's a fight. That's a fight.
Cut to, what was it, 2 weeks ago, where Dolores is like, oh, yeah? What are you gonna do about it?
That's why I don't like to charge at people, because people would think I'm fighting. That's why I always walk very slowly from the kitchen to the living room, back to the kitchen, up to Frankie. If he's not getting a blowjob, bring him some coffee.
So we go to poor, poor, sexy, stupid, dumb, dumb, horrible Joe Gorga in bed, okay? Joe's in bed like, meh. He's pouting. He's like, He's like, you know, I'm telling you, she's just not a good person, all right? She called me a bitch boy.
Melissa's like, she called you a bitch? And her husband walks to the other end of the pier as she's in another woman's face. I mean, Bill has checked out of the building.
Yes, cut to Bill. Bill's mourning, his hair is all over the place.
I know.
It was a rough night. Would you like some coffee, darling? And she's like, I'm not really in the mood for coffee. My stomach. Rough night.
It was like all three of them were ganging up on me. Poor innocent me, Jennifer Aiden. And you just stood there. You were in the back. I don't know if you were finishing up your meal or you were busy, but you weren't there, Bill. You weren't there.
Forgive me for getting a little bush.
Well, you know what I'll say now, right? Bill checked out.
Cut to Melissa. Bill really checked the fuck out of that
I
one.
I know.
He's not even there for.
Cut to Jackie like, wow, Bill's not even there for her.
So you wanted me to get in the middle of it? In the middle of all those hulking men with their muscles bulging and passions inflamed? I suppose I could do that next time.
So then we go to Margaret, who Margaret is loving this, you know, because Margaret has orchestrated pretty much the season by now. So She's sitting up in bed with her coffee, with her literal thinking cap on. You know, she's got her, like, hat in bed. She's like, so, you know, that crazy night. I'm glad that we moved past the Louis stuff. But, you know, there was contradictory stuff, Joe. Because, you know, but he said he was breaking up in that video. But then in that video, actually, he was wanting to marry her. And Bonino's like, you know, he just wants to, like, show it maybe from, like, his perspective. Joe, get to the point, Joe. All right, are you even talking right now? Wait, you're my comforter. Get over here, comforter. So what I was saying about this season. Poor Joe.
Get in the bed, Joe. So then Tracy, everyone wants to hear about this one. Tracy. So she tells Tiki, you missed a good time. And he's like, it was a good time. I didn't even get to finish my drink. Ironing. She's like, Tiki, you don't even have an iron in your hand. He's like, I'm just so used to ironing when you talk. She goes, well, you know what? It turned into chaos. I mean, Teresa didn't want Louis to address the video, and at least six times he said that if you tell me not to talk again, I'm leaving. He turned to us and he said, if you don't leave, how is she ever going to learn? It's like that's what I say to my dog. I mean, can you believe that? If she didn't shut up, he was going to leave? Tiki, where'd you go? You go?
Tiki's still standing there with the iron. He's just asleep, smiling.
He's like, ironing his ears off, like,
So then, let's go. Teresa's, of course, like, my granny is evil. And Louis's like, can we just fuck? You know. So then we go over to the pink party. And Gorga's cutting the watermelon.
Yes.
And Joe and Marge come. And Marge is like, hey, hi, everybody. How'd you sleep, bitch boy?
That was for you, Joan. That was for you. That was a classic one for Joan, okay?
So they start, like, they start going back on everything. Oh, yeah, you have a little towel action.
I'm just going to be a bone by the end of this.
You've been doing a lot of up and down. Well, you've been doing a lot of up and down.
But I do this even standing in an elevator. Like, I... Anyway, go ahead.
But you know what? You need Tiki Barber to iron the sweat off your forehead.
So basically, they're just setting up a serving watermelon and booze. Everyone keeps on saying, wow, Joe Gorga, he's such a good host. He's such a good host.
So they all sit down to have breakfast, right? And Joe's whipped out the, you know, the shit he stole from Bill's house last night. He's pouring shots. And they're like, Joe, you're already drinking, Joe? Already? It's the morning. He's like, my dad used to do this every morning, huh? All right? He said it helps with the digestion, all right? Listen, pass this one down to Evan. So he's giving everyone... Your dad had indigestion because he drank hot sauce straight from the bottle, sir. We watched this show.
It's like,
R.I.P. No-No, we love you. And I also love that No-No would wake up and be like, drink.
It's the perfect thing that goes with your morning octopus.
Yeah.
So
I've got more in common with the Gorgas as children as I knew. Oh.
So over at Jen's house, they're like the kids are coming to the table. Jen's making this like nice breakfast and everything, and then she's saying that she didn't sleep well. She's like, "Listen, I just want to say thank you because you had my back last night, Teresa. You and Dolores, it meant so much to me. And the thing with Melissa, I get that she's your sister-in-law, baby. And she got up and she charged at me. She was like a fox on the block coming at me for all my pizza bagels." You think that was okay?
And this is not about Teresa. So she's like,
yeah, that was bad. All right, we're going to go to the party because you ain't invited. We'll make it right. All right.
So then, so Melissa's over at the other party. Melissa's like, you know what? She's probably going to stay friends with her anyway. That's the worst part, is that even after Jennifer did all this, she's going to stay friends with her.
Because Tracy's there going, is Teresa still going to be friends with Jen? Because Teresa should be on your side, because, like, you're sisters,
and that's, like, a big thing. Like, she should be on your side. You guys are, like, family. Are you going to fight with her? Because you probably should, because that's ridiculous. What? Tracy, be quiet. Tracy.
Yeah, I know.
You are not the first person to have this discussion, ma'am, okay? We've been talking about loyalty on this show since its incarnation.
And Jackie is like, is it really a smart position to say, like, you know, like, whatever about the past, like, fuck the past? I mean, I would hope that, like, some part of you is, like, making sure that there's no red flags. I'm like, when Teresa sees a red flag, she's like, oh, it's a Valentine.
But so, in the shape of a flag, which is weird, but I like that.
So then they played this couples game in the pool, which is like a typical Real Housewives of New Jersey party. Joe's like, all right, let's play a game, right? Okay, because it's couples. So the guys answer for the guys, but then the girls answer for the girl and the couple. Money! It's called money! All right. Who jerks off the most? The guys? Wow, that's cool. Who watches the most porn? I watch it while I drive. All
right. Who else has jerked off in this pool before? Everyone's like, just me? Everyone's like, we're going to towel off.
Who denies getting finger up the butt every once in a while? Oh, ow, ow, ow.
So now it's time to get ready for the pink party. Like, there's some stuff, like Jennifer's kids are playing in the pool and stuff. And Teresa, she... She comes ready. She's like dressed like a fortune teller for this party. She's like a misfortune teller.
She is, Teresa. She's wearing this. I can't even do it. We should have one, right?
You like my headbands? I don't have I don't got no towels over here.
But it's doing that thing where it's like really tight, so it's like pulling. It's like kind of. It's like the old headband trick where it's like pulling up your face, but it's still Teresa's face, so she's like.
And her body's just like curtains. It's like curtains of fabric.
She looks like she's being held back against her will, like she's trying to move.
So I don't know if you've heard about this new thing that Frank's been doing, but we cut over to Frank. He goes, actually, I'm sorry, it's a little twist on the classic. Dolores goes, Frank. And Frank goes, where are you? I'm in my room. Notice how when a voice comes from my room, it means that I'm in my room.
And Melissa's in the middle of her living room getting her glam done so she can boss people around. She's like, I can't wait for my bartender to get here so I can have a drink. Okay, you know where that goes. Okay, you know where that goes.
I'll just be brushing my teeth. So Dolores is like, so she brings Frank up to the room because she found some photos. She found a photo of them from when they were in high school and they're going to the prom or something. They both look great, by the way, in the photo.
They look fucking crazy.
I love the way they look.
Frank looks like a serial killer from the 70s.
He does. Frank was hot. I'm sorry. Frank was hot.
I watch all those shows. But I like knowing that Frank became that guy later in life where he's like works out too much later in life because like he was like kind of, you know, dumpy earlier and probably killed people on the freeway.
So
it's nice. It's inspiring. Like people can change.
So since we're getting lots of like sort of like strange monologues this episode, Dolores has her strange monologue. So I went to the prom with Frank. And at the end of the night, he wanted to sleep in my parents' house. But he wasn't allowed to sleep in my room, of course. So there's a mattress on the floor in front of the couch. And I wake up, and my mom was throwing holy water on him. And he thought the dog was peeing on him. And I said, this is the man I'm going to marry.
And now every morning he wakes up thinking the exact same thing. Except that it actually is the dog.
It's actually dog.
Peeing on his face.
Dog has honestly not been the same with his peeing ever since he fell off the staircase 5 times. No. There's no railings. Still no railings in our house.
Now Frank is moving into a home with 27 dogs. So, full circle. Okay, let's go to the pink party. Okay, everybody gets ready. Everybody has gotten ready 30 times in this episode. Let's go to the pink party. So, everything's pink. Okay, Melissa's like, I love pink. Pink makes people happy. Pink are like hemorrhoids and zits. Like, what is pink? Think about what's pink. Nothing good.
For gay men.
I feel like hemorrhoids are universal, Ben.
I'll let that one sink in. Dolores. So then... What rhymes with Dolores? There he is.
All right. It's Teresa. Do you get too much Teresa in your head? You're just like,
I don't.
I'm still sweet.
So people are showing up at the party. Melissa's mom, I love Donna. Donna shows up. The sisters are all there. Everyone's there. Not only is everyone there having a good time, everyone is easily able to walk into this open air party.
Everyone. So easy.
Because, you know, it's a party.
It's a party.
And you walk,
door. It's natural.
You walk in
See a door,
through the door
you go into the
to
door.
A party.
It's a party.
That's what you do.
Natural
progression.
Frank and Dolores show up. Oh, my God.
Dolores. Hey. How do you get in this thing?
Hey,
how do you get
in?
It's a dumpster. Okay. Okay, what about this one? Is there a button? Oh, yeah, there's a puzzle. Okay. There's three pebbles on the ground. Okay, there's three pebbles on the floor, which means you gotta type in three into the dumpster, okay?
Hold on.
One, two. What was the third one again?
But to be
fair, the Gorgas
have one of those backyard gates where there's a gate to the backyard, a gate to the trash, and then another wall that looks like a gate. It is a fucking, you're like, what do I do here?
They turned a door into an escape room. So.
So everybody gathers. So of course all the ladies end up having their, like, let's sit at the table and fight about something, right? So Dolores is like, well, you know, let's talk about last night. Everyone wants to talk about it. And Jackie's like, Dolores, you have to tell us what happened after you left. And she's like, all right, well, you know what? Jen got mad, but, like, you charged at her like you were going to hit her.
Which is also not what Melissa did at all. She was walking out of the party, right?
I listened to Dolores. By the end, I'm like, she did. Melissa came at her. Melissa had an axe. Melissa had a fucking
It was
axe.
A toothbrush.
Mm-mm.
So Dolores is like, if I were arguing with you, I would have thought you were going to hit me. And I probably would have hit you back. And that's all I'm saying. I hit people very frequently when they walk quickly on the sidewalk.
And she's like, you don't just come at people like that or you're going to get fucking beat. And the waiter's like, would you like something, ma'am? And she's like, ah!
You don't even know what I did to that door back there. So then Jackie's like, but I mean, you just don't put your hands on someone. It's disgusting. And Dolores is like, But Jackie. That's the sound. That's the sound our car used to make when we drove over to this drawbridge in New York. Jackie. So
you had empathy for her a week ago.
I like when Dolores hates Jackie, you know?
And Jackie tries to spin it. She's like, well, that shows you how much I let go because I wanted to be there for her as a mother.
Yep.
But then you went and told her that Bill's the one who stuck his dick in someone else that I said that, like, to do what? To start a fight?
Hey, listen. I thought it was a very vulgar thing in the moment. That's it. That's it.
Well, you misconstrued that because I said that she shouldn't be shouldering all this guilt and shame, and I said it to back her up. And Dolores goes, no fucking way. You're walking a little quickly, Jackie. You're about to get punched.
Listen, I can't deny a lot of the things that Jen has said or done, but you know what? She had a lasagna that was good.
I was very full. I picked my side right then and there. So Dolores basically is like, listen, you guys always gang up on Jennifer. That's the problem, you know?
Oh, no. But they could have all, like, she could have changed that by just saying, sorry, Tracy's really. I think someone was like, Tracy, I think we're paying you $5 and you really need to do something or you're leaving. Because all of a sudden she's coming for it.
It's like when a flyer just blows through in the wind and sort of gets to your face. Like, oh, it's Tracy.
So then Teresa comes in and she's like, and Joe goes, hey, I'm making an espresso. And I watch this on closed captioning because, like, honestly, like, you have to, right? So they put, I'm making espresso
in quotes. Espresso. So Louie is telling them that Jennifer's feeling really bad about what happened last night.
No, she don't feel bad. She don't feel bad. She called me a crook, all right? She called me a crook, all right?
He goes, there is evilness in her, okay? There's evilness. And so Teresa, in a great defense, says, if I thought that Jennifer were evil, I would not hang out with her. I swear. I mean, your Teresa's track record is not great when it comes to friendships and or marriages.
And Gorga goes, I don't know. Crook, to me, that's a serious word, all right?
Sister, that got five letters.
Your sister just got out of prison, sir. Prison.
So Teresa's like, you know, she's saying like, well, you know what? She's like,
well, you know what? You hang out with Margaret. What about that? You hang out with Margaret.
Being like, you know, like you're mad at me for hanging out with Jennifer, but you're hanging out with Margaret. And he's like, what did Margaret do?
Yeah. He's like, so she said there was a video on the internet. What are you going to do? Right? Like, oh, why? And Louise like, making that face like, so Gorg, Melissa comes in. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm the fun, tipsy one. So Tracy's like, oh, yeah? Well, guess what, Joe? She called him a bitch. She pointed her finger and she said, Joe, you're a little bitch boy for defending Melissa. And everyone's looking at Tracy like, huh? Especially Teresa. She's like, eh.
Outside, you just hear some, like, loud pop. And it's just like Tiki Barber's just, like, tried to iron a pool float. Like, sorry. So then Melissa's like, listen, you shouldn't... You shouldn't talk about your brother like that, you know? And so then Teresa starts doing this thing. She doesn't know what to say, so she starts saying like weird fragments of words, and then she starts doing like this Spider-Man thing. It's like she thinks in that moment she can be Spider-Man and like get out of there. So she starts going, but you know what? But you don't know, because it's like, yeah. Which is funny that you made that Jennifer joke earlier, because Jennifer kind of did the same thing.
But like, you know, but it's like, I'm not, but the thing is,
Melissa's been doing the manja fight. Like,
I'm holding a piece of spaghetti, but I'm throwing it at you now.
They've all got such wrist work. So Teresa, of course, this is not about Teresa, so she doesn't care, right? So she's like, you should have loyalty to your brother. And Teresa goes, about the bitch thing? Who cares? Who cares about that stuff, right? And Tracy goes, well, if we called Louie a bitch boy, Melissa would say, Tracy and Tiki, Barber, God, you're charming people.
No, but so Tracy's like, you know, look, if I said that Louie was just your fucking little bitch boy, and Teresa goes,
I wouldn't give a fuck. I'd be like, he's my bitch boy.
Yes, Teresa, we fully believe that sentence, and we're going to hold you to it.
And then Teresa does the back thing to Tracy, to face the other one. So Melissa, she's like,
Who cares about the bench thing, all right?
And Tracy's like,
you have to stand up for each other. You are family and you are...
They're just like rolling her off in a dolly off the stage.
And it just cuts to Louie, and he's like...
And Teresa is caught, you know, because logic. And so right. She's like...
Yeah.
She just stares at it, and then she goes,
I don't like fighting with family.
And then she, like, storms out to the deck, and she's like...
And then...
There's a place somewhere.
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
For
being Thank
here.
You, Chicago.
Love
it was
you
great
guys.
Seeing you. Good night, everyone.
Bye, you guys. We love you guys. Thank you for coming.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Dana C. Dana Do. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews Sisters. Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No One Makes Us Feel Well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.